Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise you and thank you for this wonderful book that you give us, Lord. And I thank you that you are an awesome God. And Lord, all these kind of things we've talked about, only you could have done them. Lord, we had nothing to do with it except we got to pray the prayer. Those of us that have prayed, learned how to pray and pray in faith, Lord, we praise you and thank you for these wonderful prayers of all these people that goes up to you, that you hear and you acknowledge and you answer and you take away people's pain, you fix their eyes, you get them passports, you do all kinds of things. Lord, you're not limited what you can do. Lord, you are an awesome God. And Lord, we praise you. We just want to worship you. And Lord, praise you and thank you. Lord, as we read your word today, we want to learn a few things about some things that some of your men that moved on by the Holy Spirit had to say about you and about life and about what makes it work. And Lord, I pray that each one of us will listen. We will let your words. These are your words. These are not something I wrote. This is your word. You wrote these thousands of years ago, and they still work today just like they did then. So Lord, I want to praise you for your word and ask you to bless your word as we read it today. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, soften our hearts to your word. Put softened hearts in us so we can smile and see and hear your word today and be blessed because you're the mighty God. Now, Satan, I rebuke you and command you to get out and you not steal a word out of anybody's mind or heart today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, do we serve an awesome Lord? He's beyond our wildest dreams, isn't he? I love to see him do these things for his people. Just think. The wonderful things that we've seen God do in this little warehouse. Isn't it awesome? You know, I mean, I was thinking the other day when Cheryl and I and Ty and Cheryl were over in Germany. And, of course, Ty wanted to go see this big, beautiful church, and I did too. And we drove down to this place, and I looked at this magnificent thing, which has probably been there 500 or 600, 700 years, how big this thing was, humongous, and the paintings and the statues of all the apostles around the top and the big pipe organs and everything else. And I thought, Lord, this is a magnificent building, but I wonder how many people you heal and save in this place. I wonder. Wow. They had a great service. We listened to part of the service, and there was quite a few people there. But I thought, in a city like that, as big as that city was we were in, I mean, man, if God showed up very much to do some awesome miracles, you would think that the place would be packed, wouldn't you? But he shows up here to do wonderful things, and we're not packed either. You know, we got room for lots more people. Well, all I can say is keep bringing your friends. When you have a sick neighbor, you know, tell them to come over here. We'll tell them what needs to be done. And if they're willing to listen, they can get set free. And then if they're willing to do what God says, they can continue to stay set free. They don't have to go back to that pain. We can teach you here from the Word of God how to walk in God's love and grace and mercy, how to get your prayers answered, and how to overcome the enemy every time he comes to your house. You don't have to be sick and afflicted. You can live without it. Well, today we're going to do a little bit of teaching or reading and talking about Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, we're going to go to the verse 17 of chapter 2. And that's where I'm going to start, in chapter 2, 17. Now, this book, if you don't read this book right, this book is a little depressing. And you can't hardly read all 12 chapters of it at one sitting, although I did read them and listen to them a few times last night. And God began to reveal things to me as I read and listened to the whole book of Ecclesiastes. And then, of course, I went over into the Song of Solomon and listened to a couple of chapters there and read a couple of chapters. And I thought, wow, what a difference. What a difference, you know. Woo! You know. But after reading this and listening to this, I listened to it from our website. You can go into the Bible that's in there, the Blue Letter Bible, and you can bring it up and you can listen to any one of about 10 different translations. You can listen to them on audio, or you can read them at the same time. And so that's what I do. That's how I do this. And of course, you can look up anything you want to in there. That's one of the most powerful Bible softwares I've ever seen. And it's free. You can read it, use it anytime you want to. But anyway, after I was reading this last night, I thought, you know, it changed me. I mean, the Word of God will change you. And it made a difference. In fact, I'm going to go to a little city in the east this week on a little private business. And the ticket was $300. So I told Cheryl, I said, you know, you really don't need to go with me on this private business. I said, you know, I don't want to spend the money, so you just stay home. I'm only going to be gone one day. And I said, I'm going down there, take care of business, and then come back. Okay, she said. That's a submissive wife. She didn't argue. She didn't fuss. She just said, yes, honey. And so she did come by a little later and said, you know, if I could get enough of my points together on Southwest where I could get a free ticket, could I go down there with you? I thought, well, she really wants to go. You know, she wants to go. And I first told her, I said, no. You know, we'd be on different airplanes and everything. So I said, it's just going to be one day. So I said, no, I don't want you to go. So she said, okay. After I read this and studied this, at 1 o'clock this morning, I come in. I told her, honey, go in there and make you an airplane ticket with me. I'll pay the $300 for you to go with me. So this is the way the Word of God can touch your heart. So she was very happy. She going to get to go down there with me. But you know, when you read this, you begin to understand what is important in life. And it's really not money. You know, it's really not money. It's nice to have it, but it's really not the important thing. In verse 17, it says, so now I hate life. Listen to what he said. So now I hate life because everything done here under the sun is irrational. So he hates life. Everything is meaningless. Like chasing the wind. Sometimes you think that's the way life is, isn't it? You're out chasing the wind. Can you catch the wind? No. I am disgusted that I must leave the fruits of my hard work to others. You know, I thought about the years my dad worked and the barns we built. I helped him build some of them. The fences he built, the hard work he did. All those years of hard labor. And then I went out there after Dad died a few years. I went back down to the old home place. Of course, that home place come over to me and I've still got it. And I walked out there and I looked where the barns used to be and the corrals and everything's falling apart. Ain't nothing. I looked at that and I thought, junk. Dad worked hard all those years. Junk. It fell apart. In fact, there was some buildings out there that was in pretty good shape. And a little twister come by one day and destroyed them. Wasn't even a very big one. But it ripped the top off the chicken house, you know, tore the walls down. He had a barn down there, you know, had a big old top on it. He used to put hay under and ripped the whole top off. It was 300 yards down the pasture. Isn't that amazing? And who can tell whether my successors will be wise or foolish? Now, that's something to think about. You work hard, you marry a girl, and y'all become man and wife, and then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 children. And then you work hard, and then one day I think about how many people I've known that worked their life away. I mean, hours. They shortcutted their families, their wives. I mean, they worked. They built them an empire. Like, I'll give you an example. I knew a man back at home, but him and his wife worked hard. Business people, they brought up a grocery store. I can remember the hours both of them spent in that grocery store. And they worked hard and they built it up. And finally, in later life, they was able to buy a lot north of Main downtown. They built them a nice big grocery store out there. And him and her run that thing. And they had a great business. And then they got old. And they died. And they had one grandson. And their daughter had even already died. So they had this grandson. And everything, the store and $100,000 in cash went to this boy. And in 1 year, they were busted. Lost the store. Everything. Didn't have nothing. He was working for a living again. You know, it makes you think, wonder what the old man would think. I spent all them years working hard to make all that money, to build that beautiful building and everything, and then give it to my grandson, and in a year, he squandered the whole thing, lost it all. How many people do you know like that? I know people that you can give them money. I've known men that you could have given $10,000 a week to, and they would still need more money next week. I can remember when we was out there working, one day there was a guy that worked with me, and I know in the job he had, I know his position paid more money than mine. One day I told him, I said, you know, why don't you and your wife go out to dinner with us this weekend? He said, we can't afford to go out to dinner. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I don't have enough money to make my house payment. I said, what are you doing? I said, you make more money than I do. And I said, my house payment's paid up. My car payment's paid up. He said, well, yeah, but we just can't make it on the money we're making. That's like one day I was listening whenever they had the little problem. Some of you may not remember. It happened so many years ago. They had a little problem with the people up in the north, especially a bunch of lawyers. And they were talking about not being able to make it. Now, this is 30 years ago when this happened. 30 years ago, think about what you were making. And this one lawyer happened to be on TV one night. He said, you know, they're cutting our wages and they have us down on these starvation wages. The guy said, well, what is starvation wages? He said, well, they've got us cut down to $130,000 a year. 30 years ago. We're cut down to $130,000. He said, that's starvation wages.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.